Karma Yoga, work in devotion. What is better to work in devotion or to renounce work altogether? So the renunciation of work, Lord Krishna is replying, and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. Please repeat after me, if you wish. The personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. So, purport. Fruitive activities seeking sense gratification are cause for material bondage. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby continuing material bondage perpetually. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4-6 confirms this as follows. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yat indriya priya pritaya aprinati nasadu manye yata atmano yam asam api klesada asadeha parabhavastavat abodayato yavanna jigyasata atmatatvam tavat kriyastavan ivan manovai karma atmakam yena sarira bandha evan mana karma vasam prayunte avidya yatmani upadi mane pritirna yavanmayi vasudeve namuchete deha yogena tavat. People are mad after sense gratification, and they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. Therefore, to act for sense gratification is no good. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results, for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another. Although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activities and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudeva. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of material existence. Therefore, jnana, or knowledge that one is not this material body but the spirit soul, is not sufficient for liberation. One has to act in the status of a spirit soul, otherwise there is no escape from material bondage. Action in Krishna consciousness is not, however, action on the fruitive platform. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation of fruitive activities, fruitive activities does not actually purify the heart of the condition of a conditioned soul. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the fruitive platform. Bad action in Krishna consciousness automatically helps one escape the result of fruitive action so that one need not descend to the material platform. Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is always superior to renunciation, which always entails a risk of falling. Thank you. I have no glasses there. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as it is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:2-56. Tapanchi kataya budhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshu viparityago vairagyam phalgu katyate. When persons eager to achieve liberation renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking them to be material, their renunciation is called incomplete. Renunciation is complete when it is in the knowledge that everything in existence belongs to the Lord and that no one should claim proprietorship over anything. One should understand that factually nothing belongs to anyone. Then what is the question of renunciation? One who knows that everything is Krishna's property is always situated in renunciation. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in the service of Krishna. This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial renunciation by a sannyasi of the Mayavadi school. Now, page number one of the book. Oma Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmait Si Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Utale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ahyan Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Si Guru Si Yuta Padakamalam Si Gurum Vaisnavam Sya Si Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Sya Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Irsavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Atitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavyo Namo Namaha. So I'll read the verse again, Sanskrit and translation. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Sanyasya Karma Yogascha Nisreyasa Kara Ubao Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yoga Visisyate. The Personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So here Lord Krishna is speaking knowledge. He is giving some hints about what is called sannyas, or karma sannyas, means renunciation of work. You know, you stop working, sannyas, which cannot be done abruptly, you know. According to Vedic culture that we follow or try to follow, there are different stages of life, in life, such as brahmachari life, student life. By the way, it's compared to the heart of the Lord. I read it today. I didn't know that. And then there is married life. That first stage normally takes until 25 years old, you student of the Vedas, of the scriptures, you know, So you dedicate your first life. Life was organized in that way, in ancient times, in India especially, so that you learned the sacred scriptures, you know. Brahmachari goes to the school of the guru and then gives service there, lives there, and do service whatever is needed. And even if you are not given food or prasadam to eat, you don't eat. Everything is in the guidance of your guru. And then you are given the chance around 25, ideally, to take to go and to have your own family and to work. And then there is after 25 years, more or less, 75 years old, 50 years old, from 25 to 50, you take vanaprastha. Now you go with your wife, you know, to different sacred places of pilgrimage, you know, let's say in India, if you're in India, and then you visit holy places, you know, holy rivers. You are cultivating your spiritual life more profoundly. And then after 6 months or so, you go back to your family, and meanwhile, your grown-up boys, you know, and take care of the house, the family. So then you come back after some time, maybe 6 months or something, and then with your wife, and then you go back again, different places. Why? Because Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that we should get ready for the time of death. That means that life, human life, is like at the time of death is a test. So whatever your actions are, this is a science. And I was reading some months ago about one of the Upanishads. I think it's the Mundaka Upanishads. Upanishads, sacred scriptures in India. There are more than 108 books of knowledge called Upanishads, and they are the end of the Vedas. This Vedic knowledge is Veda means knowledge. So the Vedas are divided. They are the mantras, also called samhitas, which is basically the mantra in itself, you know. And then there are the Brahmanas, and there are different parts. One of the parts is the Upanishads, and the Upanishad, the Mundaka is explaining, this is actually very interesting, in the heart there are different veins, very, very fine veins, very microscopic, these veins have different colors, according to the Upanishad. Different Upanishads they talk about this. So this is very precious knowledge, because in this case is explaining that the soul at the time of death, what is happening, you know. So all the sense, the sense objects, and then the life breath gets inwards into the heart. You lose consciousness externally, you lose the objects of vision, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, and then goes inwards, and the life breath also. This is at the last moment just before dying, or just when you are dying. And then it's explained in detail. And then what happened is that the soul, which is what we are, moves to a specific part of the heart. You know, I think it's the low part of the heart. And then there are different veins there. So according to your activities, your karma during your life, according to your bhakti, means your devotional activities, and the knowledge also, the jnana that you develop, for example, this book, Bhagavad Gita, is very important, because all this is covered. Your action, this chapter we cover is called, this chapter 5 is called Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. We have chapter 3 also about talking about Karma Yoga, and then chapter 12 is Bhakti, and then jnana is at the end of the book, and all over Bhagavad Gita. So it is very important to have this, because you cannot find in many places in life this divine knowledge, which is very important, as I'm saying. So at the time of death, all your activities are tested. And then the soul goes to a different part of the body, because the soul has to get out of the body somehow or another. So if there are 9 gates, isn't it? Yeah, to eyes, to ears, to nostrils, mouth, and then the genitals and the anus. So the soul must get out of one of these holes, because everything else is closed, you know? It's closed, there's no way out. But the soul goes out. But it is directed from the heart through the veins and arteries, through the blood, goes to different... So it is very important to do the right thing during life, because otherwise you get directed to a heavenly... depends, you know, you go disconnected in a subtle way with the sun, is explaining to Upanishad, with the rays of the sun. The soul uses those rays to go under the direction of the super soul, which is Krishna in the heart, and then you go to a hellish planet. If you get out of through the anus, you go to a hellish planet. So in this way, at the time of death, it's very precious and very important. So, and determines our next life, our next body, our next womb, mother, etc. So, yes, therefore the whole Vedic system is designed in such a way that we get ready at the time of death to go to a better place, isn't it? Because what is the point of developing so much scientific, so-called, knowledge, or you become a master, you know, study for all your life. 25 years or 30 years to become a master. You go to the university, you become a doctor or whatever, engineer, and then your next life you are a dog. Is that intelligent? So the whole society is lacking this knowledge, you know. Prabhupada said, where is the university who is teaching you the knowledge of the soul, you know? So there is not. There is not, because why? Because society is misguided. So, but this knowledge is very, very important, and is a knowledge that is giving you happiness, is giving you freedom from troubles. Although you may get some troubles in the way, but this is a token reaction, and it is needed for ourselves to grow. You know, Lord Krishna said, "Do not fear." You know, when you take devotional service, you are getting Krishna. Relieves you from your sinful reactions, because we have to acknowledge that we've done maybe some things in the past, you know, some activities that are not the best. So we have to get some purification, you know. But Krishna says, do not fear, don't worry, I will protect you from all these reactions. So what I'm trying to say is that the Vedic knowledge is very profound, and is based on this. It is directed. It's explaining who you are, the self. It is internal knowledge. It's knowledge about who you are. It's not external about the computer. Whatever, so many knowledge is there, about so many, so-called knowledge there, you know, you can study so many things there, you know, but it is not really related with who you are, and therefore is material knowledge, because we are spiritual beings. So the whole Vedic system is prepare so that you go at the time of death betterly, best properly situated in such a way that you gradually may take one lifetime, hopefully, with this. When Prabhupada came, gave us this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, that we chant, and all this process that we have, we take prasadam, we wake up in the morning, etc., reading Bhagavatam, associating with Vaishnavas who worship the deity, on these activities. But it may take me maybe in ancient times more lifetimes, more than just one birth, because it's not that easy. You know, it's not that easy to go back to our original position, because it is the disease. It is very deep. Actually, we are in a disease condition. You know, we are under the influence of lust, greed, anger, and envy. We don't want to. We are selfish. Anyway, so the thing is getting a bit sidetracked. It's not easy to to keep the track of what I'm saying. But what I'm trying to say is that even if it takes few lifetimes, so still it is very important to understand that the spiritual knowledge, it is what is going to save us. It is going to actually, even if it's difficult, easy or difficult is no problem, if it's right or wrong. So we must do the right thing, you know. So because we are the soul, we are not this temporary body. So the right thing means to act on the spiritual platform, to act on the platform of the soul. It is a famous jail, how do you call it? It's a cage of the bird, you know. There's a bird inside, it's in a cage, and you don't feed the bird. You just clean the cage. It's a very clean and very nice cage, but you forget about the poor bear is inside. So if we forget to feed the soul, you know, chanting Hare Krishna, to associating with spiritual people, to eat spiritual food, read spiritual books, then we forget about this, then we're killing ourselves. Because the cage, this body, is not us. Okay, you look in the mirror, you're very beautiful, you cultivate your muscles and all these nice clothes and all these comforts, and you know, so many comforts. It's useless because you are not the body. So it is very important to cultivate something that it is actually is going to give us happiness, and as the Prabhupada says, in a proper liberation, you know, and then also in the translation, Lord Krishna is saying. Because in India it's very prominent, this moksha, you know, and mukti. You know, I find many people talking in many schools, they aim at moksha, liberation from suffering, you know. You want to get free from suffering. One of the first inquiries, you know, is who you are. Who are you? People, we don't know who we are. We don't know. We just completely thinking that we are from Spain, and my name is Mark, and my mom is such and such person. No, we are not this body. So who are we? You know, because we are somebody. We have a spiritual body, you know. And this knowledge is giving you not only liberation, but is actually revealing to you what is your real position in relation with Krishna and the spiritual world. So it's a wonderful jewel that we should be very grateful, you know, that we got it, the Prabhupada and the whole disciplic succession. So the Vedic system is designed in this way. So there are four stages of life. Is brahmachari life, do you study the scriptures, then you get married, most people get married, they have their family, then they renounce gradually, they travel with a wife, and finally they just renounce. It's called sannyas, their sannyas order of life, like Prabhupada here. Normally they wear danda. I don't know why Prabhupada is not wearing danda here. You know, Madhu, why Prabhupada has no danda here? Danda, why is no danda here? Should be a danda, right? Okay, I didn't. Okay, I am. I really, okay. 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 So, I was wondering, what is the dana? Okay, but like Prananda Maharaj, you know, he was dana, you know. Because it's more visible, isn't it? You can see. Yeah, maybe it's anyway, so this is a sannyas order of life. It's the renounce, you know. And the grihastha order, which is the married life, supports all other life styles. Supports the brahmachari, supports the sannyasis and the vanaprastas who are traveling with a wife. So here the Lord is saying, renunciation of work, you don't work, and work in devotion are both good for obtaining moksha. Both are good, but working in devotion is better. And there is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, maybe you remember Madhuvi's number, it is talking about that the beginning of the yoga ladder, because yoga is compared like a ladder, the different stages. So at the beginning, the best is to work. Because renounce, then what do? You know, you are not pure in heart. So you cannot renounce work if you are not pure, you know, because you're going to create some trouble. You're not pure enough. Which number? Okay. Because I'm referring to a verse, I think it's chapter 6, the one I'm talking about. Yeah, because anyway, and there's not much time left, but it is a fact that it is not easy to conquer the mind. So if the mind is not conquered, your heart is not pure, you're full of lust, greed, envy, anger, and you renounce everything, you're going to get in trouble. It's best that you engage your senses under the service of the Rishikesh, Krishna. One of the names is Rishikesh, means the master of the senses. So he will control your senses automatically, just by working, by engaging your hands, you know, your activity daily, your eyes, all your senses in the body, working for Krishna, automatically you'll become peaceful, you will become not only peaceful, but blissful also. You become blissful. So, and you get knowledge from within, because it's better to do that than just to renounce, you know. So here, just to finish, we have a few moments. It is coming from previously that Arjuna is Lord Krishna is saying to him, if we go to the last verses of chapter 4, Arjuna is confused, you know. Because why? Because Krishna is saying, you see, the last verse, it says, stand up, stand and fight. You see? So he's saying, you should fight, you should perform action. No? But before, he was saying that the renunciation, you should renounce, as he's saying different places. You see, the previous 441, renouncing the fruits of his actions. One who acts, as I say, in yoga, of course, Prabhupada translates as devotional service, because he, Prabhupada, already includes the conclusion all the time, translates in such a way for preaching purposes. But originally, Krishna is saying, yoga sannyasta karmanam, 441, dhyana samchima samsayam. So, saying, one who has renounced the fruits of action by knowledge, you know. And then Arjuna says, it's confusing. How is this possible? You tell me to stand and fight and kill all these people, and at the same time you almost is telling me that the one who is renounced of the fruits of his action, so I can go to the forest, I renounce, you know. I just don't want to get into this war stuff, killing people. So then he's confused. Therefore he's asking, in 5.1, 5 asking, you see, I'm confused about he's saying, please tell me, oh Krishna, first of all, you ask me to renounce work, and then again, you recommend work with devotion. So, no work in one side, and on the other side, karma yoga in this case, or devotional service, this is the same thing, you know. Karma yoga, karma means your actions are linked, yoga, with the Supreme. So you work for Krishna. So what is it? Please let me know clearly what is best. So this is the situation, you know. And then the Lord replies very clear, you know. Yes, renounce is very good. You renounce work. But it is better if you work for me, basically. He's saying here. The devotional service is better than renunciation of work. Why? Because you're not only going to get moksha, this liberation from suffering, but you're going to get something which is much better than moksha. You're going to get your eternal situation, you know, in relation with Krishna and bliss, eternal bliss, you know. So any question? This is time, actually. My engineers are here. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, good question, actually. Yeah, this verse talks about yoga ruruksu, isn't it? Yoga, what's this verse? Yoga ruruksu, I think it's called. I don't remember well. 634. No, it's not that one. It is 6.3, yeah? 6.3, this is the... Of course, there are many verses that talk about this, as Madhu also was pointing. But in this case, because of the difficulty of controlling the mind, you know, because it's very difficult. And then, if you are very elevated stage, then you can renounce, you can take sannyas. But especially in this age, we are living, you know, Kali Yuga, this age of quarrel, hypocrisy, problems, you know, so many degraded consciousness, you know. In ancient times, thousands and thousands of millions ago, was better situation, you know. There was truthfulness prevailing, you know, mercy prevailing, but as the times goes, so it is more difficult, becomes more degraded. So especially in this age of Kali, it's not sannyas to renounce, is not really recommended, you know. And especially you, normally Prabhupada didn't want it to take. Prabhupada didn't want it, he said, take sannyas. But he was forced by his spiritual master appearing in his dream, you know, telling you have to take sannyas. Because sannyas is very difficult. Because sannyas, it is a very difficult position. You are, you should be a model. You should be exemplary for everyone. You know, it's not that you take sannyas and you do all nonsense. You know, you go with girls and you are now do this. You know, no, this must be really fixed on Krishna, the supreme spiritual energy, and that's not easy. So before taking that situation, better just work for Krishna. You know. Like that. It is about controlling the mind. This is what I'm trying to do here. To engage the mind and the senses in Krishna's service and get purified gradually of all this. And then gradually all the knowledge is revealed from within. You know, reverse Vijnana, and then Krishna gradually you regain your spiritual position. Anything else is time. We have not more time. Sorry. Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I've been here listening so attentively. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gita ki jai. Gora Premanande Hare Hare.